we need to play the server prayer from Tales of the Afternoon.
Oh, server, we are the node.
Get ready to listen to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source.
Hello, welcome to 30th of March 2006. You possibly are listening to Hacker Voice Radio. However, this is the new censored edition. So all you beep out there, welcome to beep. I'll be your host tonight, beep. And in the studio we have beep and, of course, our good friend beep.
Beep off.
Stop beeping!
It's beeping at me!
Sharon!
Oh, Sharon! Sharon! I can't...
Don't buy another dog.
Oh, the fucking remote's broken, Sharon!
Is that Scottish?
Well, you can't really tell with him, can you?
Oh, you can tell with Ozzy, he's a Brummie.
Yeah.
Midlander. One of my homeboys.
So you know him then?
Oh yeah, me and Oz, we go way back.
Yeah. All the way back to the Oz.
Yeah.
So it looks like we've got three people interested in jumping on the coach, or on the bus.
Oh, sweet. Just to add to that, for the listeners who don't know, we put a little poll up on the forums.
Yeah.
At hackvoice.co.uk.
Not a poll as in a dancing poll.
No, I tried to put one of those up on the forums, but it wouldn't work. And nobody wanted to dance around it, unfortunately. Yeah. But we put a little opinion poll up where people can go on and the feedback about this trip to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Please do go along and put down your opinion, whether you're going, whether you're not going, and if you are going, whether you want to use a minibus or coach type thing. Now, I'm saying please go along and put down your opinion on that, because if we get enough people saying, yes, we do want a coach, yes, we do want a minibus, then we'll go ahead and we'll do it. But if only two or three people say yeah, then it's going to cost a shitload for those two or three people.
Yeah.
So the more people who go on and commit themselves to saying yes, count me in, then the more likely it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
Guess who I spoke to today?
Jesus.
No.
Elvis.
No.
Snap.
Actual Tom Baker. It was Tom Baker, wasn't it? He's going to do some real live Hacker Voice promos.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
No.
Oh,
damn it.
Shall I just tell you before you go on forever?
That's wild.
Roman Rat.
Cool, how is it?
Roman Rat?
Huh? What did you
Roman Rat.
Reverend Rhett, yeah, he's good. He's doing well. But I told him that this is thing. This thing is going to go. He said he might not be able to go because there's things happening that will coincide with that. But however, he's like, oh, I'm going to be so fucking gutted if I don't go, that he's going to try his best to go. And if he doesn't go, then it means that some big, you know, some serious shit has gone down and he hasn't been able to attend. Hello. Hello.
Back.
Yeah, the conference seems to have slightly crapped out.
So it's just us two again now?
Yes, I'm just going to call... this can be... Cannot call... Blah, 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 blah. Oh, here we go. Hello. Ah, fuck. Call back. One second. Right, trying to call her. Ah, stop calling me, so I can call you. Hello.
Hello.
I was shouting at you, going, "Stop calling me, so I can call you."
I couldn't hear you.
Well, fucking...
Oh, what happened?
Don't ask. It wasn't my connection.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, where was I?
Reverend Rat.
Yeah, Reverend Rat. Mm. Yeah, that's a shame. But, we'll, you know, if he can't, then it's not going to be terrible... loss, because we're going to have a laugh anyway. And Radical Edward said, why don't you buy a van, paint it green, and run around on it with Bilal's dog solving mysteries?
Oh, keep buying the t-shirts, keep buying the DVDs, and maybe one day we'll be able to fund that.
Yeah.
The Hackmobile!
Yeah. Maybe one day. We might just be able to buy enough paint.
Right now, we couldn't afford a tyre, let alone a van.
It's true.
It is true, man. Yeah, like I was saying, I got cut off kind of mid-sentence, but yeah. I was saying, if I can, we'll hold a place open for the Reverend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a damn cool guy,
yeah.
And it'd be good to have him along, so I'll keep the place open for him.
Cool.
Yeah, certainly, I think I'd quite like to meet him. He sounds like a character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, sounds like it. Yeah, so I registered the domain name today for the,
Yes.
Operation Fishnet.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, which is a start.
Have you seen a little logo that I did?
I've not yet. No. Go no, ahead. I've got all tied up at work. I didn't get a chance to get back onto the forums afterwards.
Yeah. Well, if you jump on the forums,
aye.
Go into the off-topic bit. There's a little logo that I did. It was before you actually registered the name, so obviously I'm going to have to change it now because the name's slightly different.
Right.
But, yeah, it's called Fishnet Project Logo.
Cool, oh well. Yeah, I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, take a look and tell me what you think.
Oh, certainly will do, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I won't fire up the old browser just yet.
Because everything else will die.
It probably will.
Yeah.
But, got a few ideas of things that I'd like to do with the project. Mm-hmm. One of the things is we're going to have to have a gallery, I think, of your phishing mails.
Right.
And so I've set up an email address for myself, darknature@operationfishnet.org.
Yeah.
And what would be cool would be for the listeners and people on the forums, what have you, if they want to...
Sorry, go ahead.
bit of country.
Yeah.
it's for the listeners and, the forum users and what have you, mm-hmm. to submit any phishing mail that they get,
mm-hmm.
which we can then pull apart on the site and explain, why, like, how it's phishing and and what sort of fishing techniques have been used, you know, just like a rogues gallery.
Yeah.
You know. However, I'm not after spam. You know, the difference between phishing emails and spam. I mean, spam is, you know, congratulations, you've won a new iPod. Just go to this site. The phishing emails are the ones that say, you know, from Barclays Bank, we've lost your details. You know, go and like come here and enter your credit card number, etc., etc. You know, that's the difference between phishing and spam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have got a, oh, there we go. Reddick Edward has just posted the URL.
For what?
I don't know. Oh, I clicked. Yeah, hang on.
Oh, I'd just like to say, Chris, a.k.a. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Mushukis, you're an idiot, and you're just making yourself look like a fool. Thank you very much.
Who is?
Chris, a.k.a. Mushukis. Mushukis, or whatever.
Mush cookies. Yes. Mushukis, Drive by a lunatic.
Drive by wank.
Drive by wank. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to drop that by, you know, just because I love you.
He's a star, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Fishnet Project. Yeah. Oh, nice.
You like it?
Yeah. Is that your hairy leg?
That is my hairy leg. Yeah.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah, I'm liking that.
Because, you know, on Saturdays, I'm actually called Janet.
Ah.
A woman called Janet.
Is that when you put on the Dancing Queen and...
I am a Dancing Queen, born to be free.
I bet that's a sight to behold.
Ooh.
Well, I've got pics. I'm joking.
You've got pictures of everything else, mate.
Yeah.
You share too much stuff.
It reminds me of one New Year's Eve party that I went to. We all got quite a bit drunk, obviously. But for some reason, they started playing an old ABBA album.
Yeah.
And the girl's flat, who it was that the party was at, we decided that we were going to raid her wardrobe, and we were all, we all got dressed up as quite slutty as possible.
Yeah.
And stood outside trying to flag down passing motorists. Handbags of the lot. And, that went down really well.
That sounds like fun.
We didn't quite get arrested, but the police did come and say that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
I love that. I love that. We didn't quite get arrested.
We were actively discouraged.
Yeah. Talking about getting arrested, When we go off to Brome, I was thinking of doing a little fun thing. Seeing as there's going to be quite a number of us, and possibly everybody will have laptops, I was thinking, how about we do a race where we have, like, you know, a gentleman start your laptop sort of thing. See who can own the quickest at owning a Wi-Fi network.
Cool.
So basically what happens is you have like a row of people. Now obviously it's not going to be equal because some people have better hardware than others, but you all start off with all your laptops turned off, and then basically once the clock starts ticking, you know, it's straight from boot, who can boot fastest, who can then find a network and then basically pwn it. And the winner gets a prison sentence.
I think that's an outstanding idea. Yeah? You just talk about a random access point.
anything. It doesn't even. If there isn't an access point at all where we stand, where the race starts, then people just have to fucking run, you know. But you have to. The person that owns it the fastest and can prove it, as in they put their handle up and replace their SSID with their handle or something like that, and can prove the time that they've done it, if they're, like, you know, across the road from the rest of the group, then they win.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know what they'll win, but, you know, one of these could be a prison sentence. I'm joking.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean,
yeah.
You could have, like, team events as well for the less able.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a bloody great idea.
Cool.
I mean, as long as we set up some rules. I mean, obviously, we don't want people to be, like, completely trashing some poor saps.
Sure.
Bloody,
Yeah. No. I mean, all I mean by own it is that you've got to change the SSID to your handle.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And it just makes it so that nobody else will then change it to somebody else's handle, and because somebody else will win. But I don't know what the prize will be. A fucking a kick in the bollocks or something like that. I don't know.
I'm sure that we could all put some. We could all chip in for a prize or something.
Yeah, kick in the bollocks.
Yeah, we'll take turns.
Oh, you and your mad ideas. I hope there's no one from the police listening.
Well, if they are, they know where to find us for a kick in the bollocks. No, well, yeah, it sounds like that's gone down quite well.
Yeah, I'm liking the idea.
Yeah,
captured the flag sort of thing.
Yeah, captured the flag and. And I think, yeah, I think it would just be so funny just to see all these people running around with laptops. Yeah, I don't give a shit what the prize is. It could just be like a pint of beer or something like that. It'd just be so funny to see all these people, like you know, go and just like booting up their laptops. Come on, come on, you fucker, come on.
Street with a laptop over your head. Like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Climbing up a lamppost just so you can get a better signal.
I got the poundage. Oh, fuck, that's going to rule.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it's going to be like a bit like real life in a way, because nothing's equal. You know, somebody might have a faster machine than others. Somebody might have a better Wi-Fi card. Somebody might have better knowledge than somebody else. And somebody might come across a Wi-Fi router that is completely fucking unsecure and have such an easy job at doing it. Somebody might not be able to get anything and only get really highly secure ones. Hello.
Life ain't fair.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it'd be fun. I don't know. We'll think up a prize. I don't know.
Do you want some skin then?
What's that?
It went off for a couple of seconds. Then I was just about to try and reconnect, and then you came back on. Do you want some skin?
Okay. I stopped talking on purpose just to put you off.
All right.
No, I'm joking.
I thought he was behind me.
Yeah, so, yeah, we might do that. Obviously, it'd be a bit pointless me doing it, because if I win, then I get the prize.
And it's a big fix.
It's a big fix, yeah. Is it? Oh, he's fixed that. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll probably just fuck around and piss people off. Just go, oh shit, why's my laptop turning off by itself? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should probably come up with a couple more different events like this. It sounds like actually, there was something. You ever listened to Lug Radio?
Yes.
They've got that Lug Radio Live in Wolverhampton University.
Yes.
And they give out, you know, concessions to anyone that asks for it, basically.
Yeah.
It could be quite the thing for the Hack Radio, you know, the Hacker Voice community to descend en masse on that one.
On Log Radio.
Yeah.
I can just see that happening, man. They'll be like, so, we've got somebody here called, what's it, Bilal? Yeah, and then I just start talking and don't stop. and they turn my microphone off.
It's like 30 of us in the audience with all wearing the Hacker Voice t-shirts.
Oh, they'll love that. They'll,
oh,
yeah.
They would like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how well that will go down with the Log
Sounds
Radio.
Sounds like
guys.
Some kind of zombie movie.
Yeah.
It'd be like...
Need an IP address.
Boxes. I want your boxes.
Bandwidth. Yeah, it would be like, you know the video for that Eminem song, Mosh?
Yes.
You know, when the cartoon and there's like thousands of them all going through the street.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be great, yeah.
That's cool.
I'm sure we're going to get some serious attention, whichever way we do, from whichever source. But yeah, I've got to say, guys, keep it fucking legal, you know. You don't want to spoil it for the rest of us, whoever wants to go, come along, you know. It's not going to be like a school trip where everybody has to behave and shit, and you have to bring back lunches. I know what my pack lunch is going to be. It's going to be a fucking six-pack of Foster's.
A big giant packet of tobacco.
Yeah. I hear heroin's quite cheap in Birmingham.
I think you're right though. Please, for the love of God, keep it legal.
Yeah. Don't spoil it for the rest of us, you know, it's not gonna be good. But
by the way, I am lagging like a bitch at the minute.
Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah. I'm not dim-witted, I'm just about on a 30-second lag, that's all.
Is that your excuse, then?
Yep, that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Is that what you said in school? I'm not stupid. I'm just on a 30-second delay from everyone else. I'm on 50 seconds.
I just said, oh my God, lag, during math lessons. What's the question again? Calculator under the table. There we go.
It's not that I'm dumb, I've just got no bandwidth.
That'd make an ace t-shirt.
Yeah.
My brain is on dial-up.
I love that. So what have we got in the news today? We've got fucking loads of stuff that LucasAid's put through there. I don't even know where the fuck to start, you know? It's just a whole load of text and it's not really... Yeah, I did. I was thinking of having some stuff prepared and all this kind of stuff, but fuck it. You know, this tonight's show is just going to be one of those random, whatever fucking goes shows. I think yesterday's shows makes up for the lack of content of today's show. Drunk driver fingers Shania Twain. Oh
yeah.
Why does he finger her? Here's a top tip if you're right, something about not putting your finger inside.
Shania Twain.
Here's a top tip if you're pulled by the cops while driving your pickup truck down a busy Ottawa street while legless, you can try and avoid criminal charges by claiming that Shania Twain was helping you drive. That's exactly what Matt Brownie did, and a judge this week ruled that the 33-year-old was not criminally exposed responsible for his actions because he suffered from delusions that the celebrities, such as her name, are communicating with him telepathically. I think this guy is trying to get off a criminal sentence.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty cool story when you read the first bit, yeah. But I've read it because Lucas A posted it.
Yeah.
I went through it, and it sounds entertaining to begin with, and then it becomes quite sad.
Yeah,
because this guy
is just a twat.
He had a car crash.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Oh,
that's
I
what you think. Initially.
I didn't read the story. Sorry.
That's it. It sounds really cool to begin with, and then you carry on reading, laughing still, and it becomes like really serious and sad, and you think, oh my god. This guy had a car crash in 1996 when he was three times over the blood alcohol level. He killed a woman and a 12-year-old son because he was drunk, and the psychiatrist says that he's had psychosis and mood disorders because he had a brain injury during that 1996 car crash. And now, recently, he got into another drunken car crash and is saying, oh, it's not my fault. Shania Twain was putting me off. She was talking to me in my head telepathically. And the psychiatrist and the judge have said, well, yeah, we'll let him off because he is genuinely nuts. He's got genuine brain damage.
Yeah.
He's not just trying to scam his way out of it. Poor guy's all fucked up in the head. What the hell is he doing driving?
Shania Twain is evil. I think that's the moral of the story, is that she should be going to prison now. And all her music should be confiscated.
Well, clearly if she's...
The moral of the story is...
If she's capable of telepathic communication, then surely... Surely, you know, something should be done about this. I'm going to write a letter of complaint.
I say banshee.
Some whole new subliminal messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, banshania.com.
She's a bad, bad, bad woman.
46-year-old man is due to appear in court charged with two terrorism offences. Police said the man was charged with having information which could be, pardon me, useful to a person or preparing an act of terrorism. The offences under the Terrorism Act 2000 were allegedly committed on or before the 3rd of October 2005. The man is due to appear in Bow Magistrates Court on Friday, Scotland Yard said. Luke said, was just saying it's a very, vague law. So obviously this geezer must have had, like, I don't know, fucking anarchist cookbook or something like that, and he got charged with that. But he's 46 years old, so surely by 46 years old you don't really mess about with that kind of shit. I don't know. I think there's not enough information to really be able to speak about this.
Yeah, if you follow the link to, sorry, Dark Knight, I'm talking all over you there, mate.
That's
all right. I'll get this out of the way. If you follow the link through to the BBC News website, it is literally three paragraphs long, this story. It is far too vague. I think that is what LucasAid was saying.
Yeah.
Why aren't we given the details of exactly what this man had that could put him in court? It's information that could be used by terrorists.
That could be anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Bingo.
You're right. exactly right. I've noticed just over the last few weeks, there's been quite a few of these reportings as well, where people are being pulled up for having information that could be useful to terrorists. Well, as you say, it could be anything, but I think they're deliberately not telling us what their information is, because it's one of these whim laws. It's worse than ASBOs, where things which aren't actually illegal can be used against you because, well...
See, he's been disconnected by the government.
It's been silenced by the government?
Yeah.
Damn you, Tony Blair!
Did you just get silenced by the government there?
It was those damn terrorists. Skype got terrorised.
But surely knowing about computer security and knowing about how to exploit certain things on computers could classify you as knowing something that a terrorist may use, hence you committing a offence. Do you see what I mean?
Well, it's the genuine thought crimes, isn't it? It's all about you've got to be careful what you know nowadays.
Yeah.
It
could be anything. It could be a book. It could have been something he had in his computer. It could have been a text message he sent. I mean, don't forget that everything that we do, as far as everything that is plain text, like text messages, voice communication, email communication, that's all scanned by the government. And I'm not being some, you know, hyper fucking, fucking...
Tinfoil hat
man. But it's true, you know, there's no denying it.
No, it's, they make no secret of the fact that all voice and data communication is passed through Echelon.
Yeah.
And they use, the scanning algorithms looking for keywords, which...
Precisely.
You know, could just be used in a completely innocent context, but if you use those keywords frequently enough, then you start getting lots of bizarre attention.
Yeah.
You know, it's... and it's what we were talking about last night, so after the show. The first thing that they do nowadays, if you get caught for something, is come and take away your computers and look at your bookshelves.
Yeah.
You know, for likes of us, we're completely benevolent, but, you know, there's every chance that we wouldn't see the light of day again because of the things that we know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fear. It's just a culture of fear that's being perpetuated because it's quite useful to keep people afraid, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? If people are scared enough, they'll do exactly whatever, exactly what they're told. You know?
Mm. It's absolutely insane. How can knowledge be wrong? It's how you use that knowledge
that
turns you into a criminal or, you know, a very profitable entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think... all knowledge should be banned. Oh, shit, no, wait. You know, sometimes I have these weird thoughts, like, if I was them, what I could do, and, I don't know, you just kind of start thinking these crazy, like, everything that you've ever heard, or everything that you've ever known in life has led you to a certain point where you are now. And it just makes you who you are. But a simple threat or a simple change in life could actually counteract everything that you've ever, everything that you stand for. So if somebody put a gun to your head, you'd fucking do anything they ask you to basically change the way you are. And I'm sure that. This is what they're trying to do in a kind of subverted way by frightening all these people, frightening them with their own existence to get them to do whatever they want. And fear is a big game that they play. Fear is a huge tool to them. and they're highly successful. This is a very successful system of control.
It's exactly. It's very true. I think another symptom of it is how something I was saying. It's kind of a hobby horse of mine, but how it's becoming increasingly unfashionable to demonstrate any intelligence at all.
Yes.
It's very cool to be dumb.
Yes.
You know, and that can't be the way forward.
No.
You know. I always love it when you get these new stories of you know, man goes berserk with samurai sword and you know, hacks up somebody.
That wasn't me.
No, not putting any fingers on. but 9 times out of 10, it turns out it wasn't a samurai sword. It was a machete or something.
It was a really long sausage.
Yeah, or a snooker cue, or and then it always leads the press to go, you know, take these things out of the shops because you can kill people with them because they're sharp and dangerous and pointy, unlike those things that you have in the kitchen.
Yeah.
In the shed.
You can still buy a knife, and it's like you're not allowed to carry a knife on the street. How the fuck do you then buy a knife if you're not allowed to carry it on the street? Let's say, like, I've had this actual conundrum before, is that my knife has gone very blunt. What do you do? You need to buy a new knife. So you go down to Woolworths or wherever it is, and you purchase this knife, but you can't take it out of the store because that would be illegal. So do you just, like, run really quickly back to your house, or do you throw it and then run forward and then throw it again, so you're not really carrying it for a long time? You know, it doesn't... It's like, just because I need a knife, just because I'm carrying a knife, doesn't mean that I'm going to go and stab someone. And kitchen knives are huge, so obviously they're over the legal limit that you can actually carry a tiny little fucking... I mean, the legal limit is just a tiny little blade, which is so ineffective at killing someone. It doesn't constitute as a dangerous weapon. That's why they've made it. But then again, it's useless, completely useless as a tool. And a knife is a very, very effective cutting tool. That's why they've been around since we've been in fucking caves.
Well, yeah.
And so, go on.
I think the laws actually on knife carrying are pretty vague. I'm pretty sure you can carry anything up to 3 inches long.
Yeah.
Without too much trouble.
But however, as long as it's folding.
Yeah, as long as it's not a folding knife. Yeah.
Beyond
that, you can carry larger knives if you can demonstrate demonstrate leap ninja skills. I think if you can demonstrate that you have a purpose for carrying that knife,
it's to stab someone. Well, officer, so why are you carrying a knife? Well, to stab someone, of course. Oh, that's fine then. Of course, carry on.
You're going to a job that entails you having a particular type of knife, like you're a carpet layer or something.
Yeah, exactly.
They use, like, really super sharp knives.
Yeah.
And they have them in the back of the van. I think in those instances, you can get away with it, but, myself, I don't want to be carrying a great big, like, you know, kukri with me all the time.
Yeah.
But I want to have the right to own these things because I like knives. Well, I like old knives. I mean, I have a full set of samurai swords in my living room that I've had for a while, and they've never been out of my living room. And I certainly wouldn't be going out and hacking people up with them because they cost quite a lot of money. But that's the thing. I mean,
don't want to get them dirty.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to have them take it away, and I also don't really want to spoil it for everyone else that, that wants to have samurai swords, because they are quite beautiful objects.
Yeah, indeed.
Not just for this, the design of them and the way they sit in the stand but it's because of the history behind them, the thought process that went into the design of the shape and what have you, and what they represent. Plus, everyone knows that samurais were really cool. everybody wants it to be. Everyone that's seen a samurai movie thinks, "Oh, if only I could have those." it's something that I've always wanted. Years and years. I eventually got the opportunity to get a set, and now they're talking about, we've got to take them away because they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, what's not dangerous?
You know what I mean? I think I've said it millions of times in the show. I'm a big supporter of natural selection. And if there's going to be some stupid fucking kids that are going to go around with knives stabbing each other, then there's going to be less of them in a few years' time, because they'll all be stabbing each other.
This is true.
The worst thing could ever do is promote existence of life of these kind of idiots, And that's what the government's doing, is because, oh no, they could stab each other, that'll be bad, but then they're going to find something else equally and more stupid to do, endanger hundreds of other people's lives by creating a nuisance of themselves, generally every Friday night.
This is something that's pretty close to my heart at the moment, this thing about, the pissheads going out, getting fucked up and then having to go to the hospital, to get some treatment. The thing is like we buried my grandma on Monday, a couple of weeks ago she took bad, and it's quite a long story, but she took bad, and so we had to take her to the hospital to to be looked at. And so she's waiting. It's Saturday night, so she's waiting on a trolley in the corridor for 6 hours before they did anything to her, And in the meantime, they're fetching these Aspo youths in.
Again, silence.
Oh, crap. That's the NHS trying to block what he's going to say.
That's Tony Blair doing that right there. Right, you've been censored again.
Is he back?
Yeah.
Yep. Hey.
Sorry, you got censored.
All right. Yes. she's laying on the trolley for 6 hours, waiting to be seen to, having a pretty bad time of it. And in the meantime, it's Saturday night. They're fetching in these assholes. Obviously pissed up, giving it loads with the shouting. It's like, I want the treatment, I demand treatment now, it's my right. And okay, it is your right, but quite clearly unclear on the concept of rights and responsibilities.
Yeah.
Just because you have the right to go out and drink as much as you want, doesn't mean that you necessarily should. And it's the thing of people having to be protected from themselves. It's gone on for such a long time that people are being looked after, and people need to be looked after to a certain extent, but people are being protected from doing anything. Not allowed to take responsibility for themselves. That's the problem. People are being utterly discouraged from having any responsibility for themselves. It's like that story that was on BBC about the MP that wants compulsory thermostatic controls placed on all bath taps, just in case you run your bath too hot.
What?
I came across this.
I
came across it yesterday on the BBC News website. Some MP that's got far too much time on their hands is proposing that it becomes compulsory, to put these thermostat controls on your bath, which means that you can't run your water any hotter than a certain, you know, temperature.
Yeah.
Because surprise, surprise, scalding hot water can hurt you. Who'd have thought it? But the thing is that, I mean, when I run the bath, I tend to sort of, you know, put my hand in and think, ooh, bit warm. Better not jump in full body all in one go. You know,
right.
You know, just like fucking dive on the bath, do you?
You know? It's a very simple test.
Just use a fucking finger.
Yeah, I mean, what's next? Are they going to employ like special people to come round to your house and put sticky tape over all the electrical sockets just to lick them?
Actually, now that you mention that,
yeah,
I think we should do that.
Yeah, it's
man,
it's fucking stupid, isn't it?
It's all upside down and inside out. It's a fucked up world. And I never thought we'd be experiencing that kind of thing in the UK, but you're right, mate. Oh.
I mean, I'm not saying that I want people to be going out and hurting themselves.
But deep down, you do.
well, no, but I think that I should say, it does kind of get in the way of natural selection to a certain extent.
Yeah, definitely. And,
you know, if you keep putting up signs everywhere saying, you know, please mind your head. You know, well, those people that might smash their head into a sign or something.
Fucking smash your head when there isn't a fucking sign there.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that, okay, maybe they'll be spared the embarrassment of smashing their head on that occasion. But you just know that somewhere down the line, they're going to do something much more ambitious and stupid and probably take out a whole busload of people.
The funniest thing that happened to me, and the reason why I burst out laughing when you said that, was because I'm about, I don't know, 6 foot something.
Right.
I was going down a staircase, and the kind of middle bit of the staircase had like a corner of the upstairs staircase, if you see what I mean. And,
okay, yeah.
And it was about 5 foot, and there was a big fat sign there that said "Mind your head," and the sign took up about like 20 centimeters worth of headroom, and I smashed straight into it and dented it halfway. I dented it and got so pissed off, I just ripped the sign off the fucking wall. I go, what the fuck is the point if the sign that tells me to mind my head actually gets in the way of my headspace?
What happened? Were you distracted reading the sign?
I was
you carried on walking,
yeah,
and banged into it.
And they should have had another sign saying, mind the sign, on top of the mind your head sign.
Oh, that'd be right.
A sign saying, caution, sign.
Yeah, like, I love that picture that was said, caution, this sign has sharp edges, and then in tiny little text it says, the bridge is out up ahead.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always have to chuckle as well when I'm about to cross the road, and it says on the pavement, look both ways.
Yeah.
Like, you might forget.
Yes, I don't understand that. It's like, look left, okay. But then what happens if some motherfucker comes up on the right of me with a bicycle that you don't know, you know? It's like, do you really have to actually write in huge white letters that, that's, you know, you have to look this way or that way? I mean, are people that stupid that you have to write which way they have to look to cross the road, you know?
Well,
they must be.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand if it's there because we drive on the other side of the road and nobody else in the world does. But then again, that's very unaffected because it's right below where you wouldn't really notice it.
And but surely there should be a general rule. If you're going to cross a road, which
you look
has great
both
big
ways.
Metal, heavy, fast-moving objects,
yeah.
also known as cars and or taxis, buses, and probably bicycles and motorbikes and stuff like that, surely general sense kicks in at that point that you should look left, right, up, down, and in every single flipping direction before you cross that road. Because if one of these great big metal chunks moving at a great speed collides with you,
yeah.
you're fucked.
It's gonna hurt.
Yeah. It's gonna it's hurt down. All kinds of ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, we had, like, the Tufty Club on the television, you know, where it's Tufty Club, with the, you know, the animated animals teaching us how to cross the road, you know, and it was called the Green Cross Code.
Yeah, yeah.
Green Cross Code Man as well.
Yeah, look right, look left, something like if it's so clear, then look again and then cross. And look again, and you must look. Keep on looking.
But now we have, like, painted on the road. Yeah. So, because adults still don't know how to cross the road.
Yeah. Is well, that, I mean, that shit's been there for years, you know? And it just doesn't make any sense. And Radicat was saying it's for children. Mm. But children would... can't read. it doesn't and if it's from somebody from another country, then surely they would notice that the traffic's going in the wrong flow, in the wrong direction, or from originally where they're from, aka I don't know, France, Germany, whatever. You'd realize that you have to take extra caution.
Yeah.
And I would also say that if your kids don't know how to cross the road...
then you're not a good adult, then. I mean, you're not a good parent, yeah.
You're not a good parent, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, someone's got to take responsibility for these, like, you know, for these things, and it shouldn't be everybody else.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, and also, if somebody got hit by a car and they didn't look left or right, that isn't the fault of the fucking road sign, or of the fault of the driver. It's the fault of the person that didn't pay enough attention. You know, you could stick fucking, you know, holographic signs for all I care. That person isn't going to pay attention because you get immune to this kind of stuff. You know, there's so much visual clutter around. You're so immune to these signs and symbols, and you take risks anyway.
Oh yeah, but I mean, let's face it, everyone loves a victim, and it's almost like no one can be in the wrong, you know what I mean? It can't be anybody's fault anymore. It is the thing of personal responsibility. It's always society's fault. It's always everybody else's fault, apart from the person that did it to themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
The actual idiot who can't look left and right and see there's great big cars coming at them.
That's right. I mean, if you want to know how stupid people can be, and I'm not saying that I've actually done this, but quick experiment, if you want to see how stupid people can be. Take a £1 coin or a £2 coin, yeah?
And drop it on the floor.
No.
Bit
of super glue. And
see how many people pick it up.
Glue it on the road and watch people trying to pick it up. You can gauge how stupid people are by seeing how long they'll spend trying to pick this money up, despite traffic hurling at them at great speed.
This sounds like another Brum 2600. Hello? You still there?
I think that was the Treasury that sensitive.
Yeah.
How dare you deface the Queen's money?
Planet saying that was the Treasury that censored you there.
Alright. I'm not saying that I've done it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Sounds like our little Brum 2600 project we could do in Birmingham. But I think we need a bigger denomination for Birmingham to interest people there. Or just a little bit of heroin on the middle of the street.
Nice can of super strength lager. There we go, glue it to the road.
Oh, that'll do it. There'll be a crowd.
Just a bottle of strongbow.
Like pulling the sword from the stone. Let me try. I am the King of England.
Excalibur!
Oh, fucking
behold, I have the power.
He-Man.
And the Skull Castle, whatever it's called. What was it?
Castle Greyskull.
Castle Greyskull.
Yeah,
that brings me back.
I see you kids today, you don't know your heritage.
I was more into Transformers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bad. Until you got all crap, of course, and, you know, transforming dinosaurs and all that.
Dinobots were alright, but then they got into all this Beast Wars and all the other bollocks, and you don't know what's going on.
It's not right, is it?
No. I
mean, Autobots and what have you, that's the way it should be, Autobots.
Autobots and Decepticons.
Decepticons, that's the fellow.
It's pretty clear-cut. Good, evil, you know where you stand, you know?
And the robots in disguise.
Hell yeah. I think
they weren't very fucking disguised, were they? I mean, none of them looked like what they were meant to be disguised as. They just looked like a very dodgy big truck or a car with huge wings coming out the side and like loads of grills and shit.
Are you telling me a 30-foot robot doesn't blend in?
No
you
wonder
all the time.
Well, crap.
Oh, it's good though when we were kids.
No wonder that kind of shit fucks you up when you get older.
I don't actually have a link to it, but I saw a video. I think it was on Phased, Phased.org. It was an actual robot that someone's built.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. This, he's a British crazy scientist kind of engineer dude. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing, but he built this huge robot that's fucking awesome. And what it's designed to do is like, turn into a car and drive around and then turn back into a robot and repair other cars. And it's got like an auto-scanning eye that can detect what kind of engine it is and what kind of car model and make it is from just looking at it. And like pull it just like it goes. And it does all those kind of cool stuff.
No,
are you making this up?
No, I'm not making it up.
I've never heard of that at all. It's so fucking rad.
It's awesome, and it just like he did a test of it, like where he made it just like run full pelt, and then it had to stop just in front of the car, and it was like and it just stopped. It's about like 20 foot tall or something like that. Awesome.
This wasn't a dream.
Sorry?
Was it?
It wasn't a dream, I swear.
Just out of interest, what have you turned into now? Making all those noises.
Oh,
I just got this vision of, like, Robobile. Transformer.
I've turned into Brum.
Oh, no. The Brumbot. No, the one that I saw was it was a little robot.
Sorry, I've got to say this. Just a Brumbot, and you can pull my handle, my little crank handle in the front.
I'd rather not. Pull your own crank handle.
I will, thank you.
I'm pulling it right now.
Anyway, sorry to cut you off with that dirty thought.
Ugh.
Well, this was a little robot. It was autonomous robot.
Yeah, yeah.
It puts it on the table and it starts off in like a tower configuration.
Right.
Then these appendages kind of fold out and it walks like. Yeah. Like a spider.
Yeah.
Across the table, and then it folds in again and folds out, and it's like a humanoid.
Right.
It's walking bipedal.
Yeah.
And the two of the appendages that were originally legs are acting as arms, and it's swinging those around. Then it folds those into itself, and it folds over again, and it's bloody bonkers. I wish I'd got the link for it. That
I'd like to see those appendages.
Big appendages. I'm sure it was on either Phase.
It must be on like YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was linked from YouTube. Yeah, but it was really it was a proper transforming robot.
Yeah.
Walking around on its own. It's really cool.
I saw something like that. It was white, and it was about, about 2 feet two feet tall. It goes bipedal, then folds over into a car, runs around in a car, and then turns itself back up into a bipedal robot and just fucks off. But when they were showing this, they were testing it. It was walking around and it had no wires. This thing is just like totally standalone. It was just walking around, doing its own thing. Then suddenly just goes, folds its arms back, folds elbows over, two wheels pop out, it bends over, the head goes back, the wheels go over, the legs fold over and all this shit. And it turns into like a buggy. Then just fucking shoots off and flies straight off the table. It was
so smashing through the pieces.
You think, this is going to be awesome. And it just goes full pelt just across the table. And you can see this small Japanese guy trying to catch it.
Oh, fuck. The robot got away.
I just think that fucking thing must cost a bomb. Like, just I think it realised it realised what it was and its purpose and tried to commit suicide.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
How are we doing on time, by the way?
Let me check. Oh fuck yeah, we're 2 minutes over.
I've got 10 past 10.
Yeah, we're 2 minutes over, we might as well close off now.
Cool.
More Transformers news this time tomorrow.
Yes. So, good night. Catch you tomorrow.
Sure will. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Good night, all. Have fun.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ti-ta-ta.
You're listening to Hacker Voice Radio. I like it when they say fuck.